Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim Klam and Ches. We're starting Simon Gimel. So in a situation where three people had a Chiyav Zimun and Shachu Ubir Kol Echad La'atzma, and they forgot to do Zimun, and they benched, and now they want to do a Zimun after benching. So the point of Zimun is an introduction, it's a Hazmona, it's preparing ourselves for benching. So it's too late. And not only that, if where all three have benched, one is ready to bench still. So he says, I'll be mezamen and you to answer. So it doesn't work. The zimun is lost. But if one person started benching, so then yechalim the zamen alav achar sheigmer birchus hamazon. So the two can say, let's bench together, and the third one can answer. And Allah is that they're going to be yotzeh that their key of zimun. But for him, you say, ain zimun, I'm afraid, it's not going to work. It's interesting, this halacha, because the whole idea is, let us say, the Nevorach, let us bench, and they respond that we're going to bench. So one person is talking to two people and saying, let three of us bench. So now over here, only two are benching, so one of them is saying, let us bench. But in some way, there's still an element of let us bench, because he's referring to the other person and himself as well. Mishabura points out that this halacha is only true if all three ate pas. In a case where, even though we'll see that for the purpose of answering to Zimun, two people washing and one person eating other foods can answer, but in this situation, if the third one did not eat bread, he just ate, let's say, yarakas or something that sorts, and he already said it ready for shows, so then you can't be mitzarif him afterwards. Okay, now, at what point, Mishabur brings a question from the Prima Godim, that this halacha is, he already said benching. Well, let's say he didn't finish benching yet. So, if he finishes the first bracha already, the Mishabur says it's too late. But he just says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam HaZon HaSoh HaOlam Kulo. The Prima Godim is Mesupik, and maybe they could do a Zimun at that point in time. But it would be interesting to understand what the Prima Godim means. Does he mean that that he would answer in the middle of the bracha? Difficult to understand that should be so. Okay, but what about if he got to HaZon HaSoh HaKol at that point in time? So what should he do? So in the Sefer Mezuzos HaBracha, brings from the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim says that you do not answer in the middle of benching. That you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of benching, which we will talk about that. What the status of benching? Benching has a halacha like tefillah. You're not allowed to interrupt in the middle. It means he would go, the number three would bench until Lelamaya Chasmenu. The other two people, and then the other two people would be mezamen. However, it brings from Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv says that that's true as well. But there is a minig which some people have to be mafsik after a hazon, after the first bracha, they interrupt, and they can do the zimun there. So it means two people have not benched yet. The third person started benching. He finished the first bracha. He's holding at hazon as a curl. He would pause there. The other two people would do the zimun. He would answer to the zimun, and then continue the rest of benching. So Rabbi Yashiv writes that those which are noyig to be mafsik after, at that point, they do not need to be mishana their minig, which means this is a reliable minig to follow if you have such a minig. If you do not have such a minig, so then you should not do this lechad chila, but if you have such a shita, there is what to rely on in such a shita. Okay, now the Chayyarim continues, and he says that he's not yotzeh his din of zimun, so there's nothing which he can do at this point in time to correct it. But he lost the mitzvah. The point that he's saying is that the person, he lost the mitzvah. So, since he has a chiyuv of zimun, which is the point that we're saying, so therefore his response is a valid response. But he doesn't have any solution of how to be yotzei the mitzvah. Okay, now, one last point. And normally we'll say that in a situation where a person is joining into zimun, he's not benching, he's just eating yarukas, or he's just pausing to answer, and then he's continuing to eat. He's supposed to listen through the first end of the first bracha. So in this situation, does he have to listen till the end of the first bracha? So the Chazanish says no. He does not need to listen at this point in time, because the point is that he's supposed to be, as it were, in some sense, being yotzei with that bracha. Well, he doesn't need to be yotzei with the bracha, because he already benched. So in that situation, he would respond, and then just, it's finished, he's done, there's nothing more to do. He responds, Baruch Shechalim Shalom Torechayinu, and then the two of them continue to bench, and he can go along his merry way. Okay? And with that, we will tell you, have a good day.